Okay, hi everybody, and this is Ron. Today is Wednesday, and it's the 1st of August. Man, 8/1/2012. So, we'll see what's new out there. Today is our self-empowerment night. Anybody's had any self-empowerment things coming on? Overwhelm sample, please. Uh-oh. Well, it's not starting too well here. Anyway, we'll see. We'll do that here shortly. So, overwhelmed. So, I'll turn it over to you, Carrie. Anything going on in your neck of the woods?
Okay, just warm weather and a little tired today, but otherwise fine. So, welcome, everybody. We're on Station 1 here on BBS Radio with Ron Ametron and Creation Lightship Healing. I'm trying to see where you're seeing the overwhelm. You must have an extra page popped up already. I'm seeing...
I think Sheldon had it here.
Oh, okay. I'll refresh my...
Underneath Pete. Hi, Pete. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Ashley. Michaela. Eugene. Michael O. Sheldon. Marie R. Barbara.
Oh, now I see.
Harry, Misty. That's all that I have on my thing. Plus there's...
Yeah, I see now.
Yep.
I was a page behind. Okay, great. So, we probably like callers tonight, too. Ron, what do you think?
That'd be great, yeah.
I see Cindy. Thanks for typing the numbers in. So, if you're not looking at the fast chat, I'll just read those out real quick. It's for the U.S. and Canada, toll-free 888-627-6008. And then hop down to, I would try line 4, area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So, well, would you like to do the overwhelm sample first, and then I'll read Q's question out for you, Ron?
Sure. Here we go. So, overwhelm. Everybody's overwhelmed. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feels kind of goofy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
All righty. Thank you. So Q is asking, what does it mean to raise your vibration?
Well...
something we hear in the New Age movement quite a bit.
Yeah, the New Age movement will say that typically. Who you are is who you are, so you're not raising anything. You're not lowering or raising because you're the same frequency of your spirit. If you're talking about that, a lot of people think that the spirit raises vibration, et cetera, which is not true. What it is what it is. You can get more energy of the same vibration with you, but you're not going to make it higher in frequency. So, or another way of saying it, if you are brown right now, you're not going to turn green because your vibration is going up or something, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those New Age things that make people think that they're not good enough, so you have to achieve something else outside of yourself. Or have special attunement to do so. So that with light energy, there's no such thing. Now, with the light of the darkness, yeah, they'll probably tell you whatever you want to hear and understand and want to know about, and that's what they do. So the main thing is that your spirit is one frequency, will never change, it's eternal, and you can't change it if you wanted to. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, so you're basically saying that we are created at a certain vibration and we stay that vibration from then on.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay.
Throughout all your incarnations in the light of the darkness here on this planet, and also in true light. You're the same vibration.
All righty. So Liz is asking if you would timeline crash the numbers of today's date.
Okay, here we go. So timeline crash the 8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then we'll do the 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 2 again at the end. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Carrie.
Thank you. So I think I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, hi, Carrie. It's Bernadette.
Oh, hi, Bernadette. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I was wondering if I could ask Ron about it's something that I'm having. I think it's like some alien thing has sort of gotten inside me, and I wanted to ask him, is this on this night, could you do like a regular clearing, or is it just certain ones that you do on the self-empowerment night?
Yeah, what do you think, what would you like to have? So I'll just turn it back over to you again.
Okay.
Now, Bernadette.
All right, thanks, Ron. Here's what's happening. Sometimes at night when I'm sleeping, but not really sleeping, I'm in this operating room, and this particular entity is operating on me. And when I wake up in the morning, I have cuts sometimes.
Wait.
Like sometimes you can't see very much, but sometimes it's cuts, like something that hasn't been, I don't know, closed. It's a wound that hasn't been closed. And the last few days, I had a rib injury, and so I was particularly vulnerable. And I have these, I feel like my body is just burning. It's literally, I feel like it's just burning. Like it's so acidic, and even with diet changes, lots of water and everything, last night there was, it feels like a male entity, but anyway, he cut me on my arm, on the outside of my arm. It's like a straight line cut. It just feels like the flesh is cut into and then stopped and then cut in another place. And there's a long line where it is, and it's just burning like fire. And I've got all kinds of, like a rash or something over it. He sort of just laughs, and he's real cocky, like, I don't know, like, pretty bad. Anyway, so it started to really get to me, and I can't seem to heal it. I was thinking about going in to, you know, to do one of, you know, the alien, the parasite clearings, because now it just feels like it's just grabbing into my heart. It's just circled from my arms into my chest, and I can barely breathe. And I wanted to know if, first of all, if there's anything that you can see, and secondly, if I do the alien parasite thing for a week, would that take care of it, and what should I do with it?
Well, the parasitic one could possibly help with what's happening after the fact. I don't know what particular heading would be good on the alien attack page to get in there and to, you know, you may just put unknown unless you happen
unknown.
To...
Okay.
Know the person's name, the entity's name that's doing this. But I'll do some clearing here. You ready? Let's see if we can get rid of the poisons out of you.
Thank you.
So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. See if the if it changes here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how does that feel?
Well, at first it burns harder, but then in a second it seems to calm down. It seems to calm down now.
Okay, we'll do some more here, okay? Here we go.
Oh,
one,
thank you.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that any better?
Yeah, that's much better. Now, so now if I go to the alien, the alien parasite page, or should I be doing a modal?
That one, or possibly, I'm trying to think here, if the the other one, the poison waste
carcass.
Product one. Do you recall
yeah.
what that one is, Carrie?
Waste products and carcasses. Poison.
Yeah,
waste.
That one might be of interest too.
Okay.
It's on the. It is on listed on the home page. That one under alien attack removals. It's almost at the bottom there. Poisons, wastes, and carcass removal. So, Ron, are you? What should she do to get rid of this thing from doing this to her in the first place before she gets the poisons out? Have you done that already?
On the alien attack page, if you put down maybe unknown, it may. You know, help to extricate this thing.
Okay.
I think a timeline crash for it coming into your life might also be beneficial. We'll see if anybody else has any comments on the fast chat here.
And is it an alien life form?
It feels like
yes,
that. It's on a timeline, okay? I can see the timeline, and I can
yeah.
see, like, a operating room, et cetera. So, you know,
it's one particular being. I've been there before, but this one has a look and is mean.
Yeah.
And I can see what it's doing, but I can't stop it. And a couple of times, it's just like a really bad doctor that botches a surgery, only it seems like it's purposeful.
Ugh. Yeah. So we need to do probably a timeline crash on that, a bunch of those, to get
okay.
off that timeline.
All right. I do know when the date was, so when it started. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Good luck, Bernadette.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Sorry, Ron?
Yeah. Keep in touch, Bernadette. If something happens, send me an email. So, here we go, everybody. Let's do a timeline crash. This is for the people out there that... may have a paranormal experience, kind of like what Bernadette has here, something that's unexplained that happens to you. So here we go. Timeline crash. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh boy, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So see if that helps anybody. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty. I think we just got another beep. Do we have someone else on the line with us?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I had a a few things for Ron. And the first thing that I have here is that there is a nice picture of Bernadette of Lourdes on the Internet, and people were talking about that a few days ago. And if you type in on the address bar, Bernadette of Lourdes, 1960, I as in India, M as in mother, D as in donkey, and B as in Betty, you'll find a very nice picture of St. Bernadette with blue eyes and pigtails, a very modern, updated version. It's none of this other stuff that they've seen, but it's a nice, enlightened picture that they may like to have reference to.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
and then
you,
Ron had, and then Ron asked us the definition of the soul and the spirit, and I could give the definition out tonight. I looked it up. He asked us to look it up. So soul is the principle of life, feeling, thought, and action on humans. So if Ron wants to comment about that.
Yeah, boy, I guess so. I don't know how to comment on that, Larry.
Well, let me comment then, Ron. The soul is the emotional mental, and it's not the pure spirit, from what I gather. And then the spirit is conscious, incorporeal, or incorporeal means without material existence. So the spirit is conscious and non-material. So I think the spirit may be a better phrase to use in the purified spirit than the soul would be in regard to that definition. I don't know what you feel, Ron, but I guess that's up to you, really.
Yeah, so it's good information. I'm trying to see how I guess it's good, Larry. I appreciate looking that up, because the soul would be then the emotional aspect, and what I use is the when I use spirit, there's no emotions attached to it. So that's probably one way to look at that.
Okay.
Probably maybe the only way to differentiate or to maybe put into people's way of thinking. Because everything appears to be emotional that way, so I think that would be the way to look at it with the soul, because it's coming back to experience duality. That makes sense to you, Larry?
Yes, it does. I get my terms straightened out here for that, because now I can use soul. I can use spirit instead of soul, because that's more accurate for me.
Yes, because your spirit is non-emotional. That's why when you go to the light ship.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Ron. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's why when you go to the light ship and you're in the moment, you don't feel anything emotional. And when you do the mind and heart job, you don't feel any emotions there either. And that's because you're out of duality. So.
Well, the soul could seem like a diluted term from the pure spirit, so. I appreciate that. Okay, thank you, Ron.
Yeah, that is correct also. Okay, thank you, Larry, for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Larry. Okay, let's see. Liz was asking if you would activate the light being, Ron, so we can scroll down and find that on your BBS page.
Sure, we can do that. So just scroll down. Down a little ways here. Here we go. And we'll bring in peace energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, thank you. And then Heal is asking, You were mentioning the poisons, waste, and carcasses clearing in relation to what Bernadette was relating to us all. And Hill is asking the toxin and lymph, is the toxin and lymph different from the poison, waste, and carcasses, and which of the two is needed for the nano clearing?
Well, I don't know on that one. You know,
I'm not sure if
would the other one, yeah, because the nano one could be anything that's happening to you. So, do you have any way to re-answer that too, Carrie?
Well, from what I understand, that when the nano clearing got put together, that was kind of for a specific piece of technology that we thought might be being released in June or July. I think it was June. That was going to activate something that was already in us. So I think that clearing deactivated that second component. So I don't know if there were actual separate toxins from that we needed to get out or not. I don't remember if we talked about that.
The toxins would be released as far as the, if they're time-coded or not throughout your body's genetics going back in the past. So that's kind of how I would look at it. The clearing gets rid of a lot of that stuff that could be activated in you.
Okay.
So I just don't know what to say about, the lymphatic clearing or something would be a different clearing, but it could also work with that one too. But, I think it's still, just another way of having another clearing. If you want, even the waste products and poison stuff is a very good clearing.
Yeah. The poisons, the waste products, and the carcasses, that clearing was designed specifically for what the energetic alien life forms in us are leaving in us and putting in us.
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
So that would be possibly, well, probably, I would think, different from any residual stuff that the nano particles have left in us. So maybe we should do an experiment for a second here, Ron, and maybe you can direct the energy to specifically clear any toxic residual in us from the nano clearing. And those of us who've done that, we can see what we feel, if we feel anything from that clearing, and then we'll know we need to do perhaps something out of the body jumpstart to, I guess that would be the body system rejuvenation portion of it, where there's the lymph and so forth. So do you want to see if anything happens? I don't know how many people listening
have
done it.
Yeah, we can do that. So what you're saying is the people that are doing the nano clearing, we're going to add on to that one for the lymphatic system. Is that what I understand? To see if that...
If you could do a clearing sample specifically for that, we can then see if we feel something, and then we'll know if it's needed or not.
Sounds good to me. Here we go.
Okay, so lymph on nano toxin residual stuff left in us.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, I yawned before, but we'll see. One, two, three.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, five. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, oh man, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I guess the question now is if you felt anything, which I did, so that means that looks like maybe there should be maybe a clearing added. Maybe you just need to get a whole lifetime lymphatic clearing or something. I don't know. So anyway, we'll see what happens here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, I felt that too. So there is something there. Joel is saying this year, very important to clear nano, as this year nano already in us activated more. That's my two cents worth. Yeah. I don't know if there are many of you out there who haven't done that one yet. It's just $25 for the month. Ron is suggesting we get the unlimited just because this stuff is in the air and the water and the food that we eat, so we're ingesting it every time we inhale or, you know, drink something or have food. So the unlimited, once you've done the time periods that the clearing takes you through, we're going to be putting more of it in us, you know, freshly kind of thing. I mean, compared with what we'll have cleared, it'll be a small amount, but there will be something coming in us every time we eat or drink or breathe. So Joel's just typed in that it's important to do this one, so I wanted to read that out. And this is the one that's pretty rough in the... it starts from the present and goes back in decades for a couple of hundred years, and then after it gets to 1800, it goes back in centuries. And most people have found it pretty heavy going in the first 50 or 100 years going back from now. So Ron has also said that we should do each drop-down date 12 times, and the timer is set for 15 minutes. And there are, I think, 42 drop-down boxes. So it's a lengthy clearing, but it's an important one. So maybe we can figure out how to add this detox section onto it. And any of you who have the body jumpstart or the body rejuvenation, I would get on there and go into the custom box and clear your lymphatic system out, because apparently we've just found that there is some gunk in there. So left over specifically from this. And then somebody's typed in 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing, so that's the name of it. I think it comes up if you just type nano into the search bar also, but that's its full name. Thanks for typing that in. Okay, so let me see here. Oh, and I did also want to mention, Ron, you did the overwhelm sample at the beginning of the show for Sheldon, and that is a whole lifetime clearing. If you've had a lot of feelings of being overwhelmed in your life, your whole life, that's a good one to get. Okay, I am refreshing. Yawning a lot, says Bonnie. That was from the nano lymph. And Tom says it's heavy for him.
It's just your regular lymphatic. So here we go. So we just did the nano one. We'll just do lymphatic system here if you have any problem with your lymphatic system. So the first one was just for nanotechnologies that are affecting your lymph. Now we'll just do lymphatic. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, I guess back to you, Carrie.
All right. So we have quite a few people I'm seeing. Yeah, Jake's saying that was heavy, the nano part, and David's commenting on it. Let's see. Micah said, I felt that in my upper chest. Melissa is saying, running the oxygen clearing, and that's a free one on Ron's website on the homepage, creationlightship.com, in the drop down that's listed under sample healings. Melissa is saying that the oxygen clearing helps with the nano situation, I guess. So thank you for writing that in. Michael saying, I thought the body jump start had lymphatic in it. Yeah, the body jump start, that includes the body system rejuvenation clearing. That's one of the five that you get in the jump start package. And within the body system rejuvenation, you'll find the lymphatic system. So what I was meaning was, if you have that, you can go into the lymphatic portion of it, and in the custom box, you can type in specifically that you want to get this nano residual toxin stuff cleared out. I would think that would be a good place to put it right now, right, Ron, if people have that and they're feeling this?
Yeah. I would say so, yeah. So
okay.
Let's get another
circulatory clearing. Circulatory has lymph, Maria is saying. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's look at, let's see here. I'm just trying to see if we have a clearing for newbies that, we'll do with an emotional clearing. That's all we're going to do for people who are new listening here. So think of an issue that you've had in your lifetime that, in a sense, haunts you, and we'll see if we can release that from you. Remember, this will just be one particular issue out of your book of stuff in your life that's happened to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So look at your situation now and just see how your body is responding to this here. So I guess back to you, Carrie. We'll see what how people are doing. Boy, let's do a lymphatic clearing since people have been talking about that. We'll do a lymphatic clearing for when you were born.
Oh.
The day you were born, we'll clean out this year. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see what that does for everybody. Just see if you had a lymphatic problem when you were first born. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And I guess George was feeling heat waves from one of the lymphatic clearings, and he's wondering about crashing timelines. I know some people are crashing huge amounts of timelines to do with the nano situation. So what about crashing timelines on this, Ron? The nano situation, the lymphatic situation?
Yeah, let's do a timeline crash for the lymphatic when you're born here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you guys are feeling. You know, this will tell you if you are, you know, maybe have stuff going on the day that you were born. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm feeling some feelings in my throat and in my ears, almost like my ears, like I want them to pop. You know, that feeling when you're on a plane before they pop, when you're waiting for them to pop. It's a little bit like that for me. Okay, let's see what people are saying. Jeff is feeling a lot from the lymphatic clearing. I think before the timeline crash, the other one that you did, for when we were born. And Liz is saying she's having a lot of cool visions. I want my ears to pop, and they won't. I'm just refreshing to see if anybody has typed in. Okay, yeah, Tom says there's a lot of energy there. And Connie says, thank you, she's feeling better. Marianne's feeling all of the samples. She says, thank you. Holly, release, release, clear, clear. I have this urge to make my ears pop, and they won't. Sorry. It's a bit distracting here. So, okay, so I'm just wondering, just getting back to the self-empowerment topic for tonight, if anybody has any questions or comments or samples they would like from the self-empowerment clearing. I'm just switching gears here a little bit from the lymph and the nano back to the self-empowerment. If you would like to call, let me give those numbers out again. Maybe, Cindy, you could type those in for me, too, into the fast chat. So it's 888-627-6008, or you can go to line 4, and that's area code 530-413-5011. So now my fast chat, I just got to get that back. One sec.
Okay, let's do a clearing for we can do one for eyes. I haven't done that for a long time. We do this on the conference calls, but let's do one for eyes for people. And here we go. Let's do one a clearing for when you had something go into your eye that you can recall for the first time. You know, it could be a little grain of sand. It could have been, you know, like a bug flying into your eye. You know, we all had those experiences, maybe something else. But let's just try that and get rid of the shock, first of all. So here we go. Shock for eye stuff. So one, the first time. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we'll do one for maybe the pain of it here. No, I think we'll do one for what it is, because you always wonder what it is, what's in your eye. So we'll get rid of that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do pain, if you have any pain with something. Maybe I got scratched your eyelid. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's just do a release for your eye. Your eyes watering during this process. Watering eyes. We'll just see how you feel. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now let's just do one for maybe you got something splash in your eye or eyes and you were worried about your sight not returning. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how your eyes are doing now. Hopefully you're doing better.
Thank you.
Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So since we're on sections of our head here, Pete is asking for a clearing for the sinuses and the throat. And then Marianne, I just realized I didn't read yours out. I'll get to Marianne in a moment. So sinuses and throat.
Okay, here we go. So you need to think when that problem is. It could be right now, or maybe it was in, you know, a week ago. So here we go. Think of that time. One, this is sinuses here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. So I'm assuming that the sinuses, you know, that you have nasal problems, and it's going into your throat. You know, is as you have that leakage, you know. That's what I'm assuming. So let's do throat now. Maybe having a sore, raw throat from this irritation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So normally sinus problems, you know, could be something in the air that you're, you know, breathing, smelling, maybe pollen or something. So let's go back to the time that you got your first sinus, maybe infection, or, you know, we'll just say sinus problem. Okay, it may not be an infection. We'll just say, call it a sinus problem. And you may not even know when that was, but we're going to go back to that first time. Your spirit knows. So here we go. I'm going to clear that energy away from you and see if your sinuses change right now. This is just for this lifetime. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy, that one's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. And a little bit ago, Marianne was typing in that I guess she's somewhere where the weather is hot and it's bothering her. So what can we do about that? I know, Ron, in the past, I know you've done timeline crashes for hot weather, but also I remember that you've explained that we can command our bodies to lower our body temperature. Also, can you describe how we do that? Because that's a nice thing that we can do anywhere we are. We don't need to get on the computer and do a clearing or have you do a sample on a show or whatever, but it kind of gives us some control over it wherever we are.
Yeah, you could try that. Normally I just do it on a clearing, but you could see if your body temperature could change. Ask your internal healer, the mind of the body, to adjust your body so that it may not be as hot, so it's more compatible. You know, find out what's going on, and just see if you could do that. I know on the conference calls we've done that off and on. Is in the hot tub room, we would lower the temperature if that was needed a little bit. You may not have the room change temperature. It may look the same on a thermometer, same with one on your mouth, but your body will normally feel better. I'm trying to think here. I would probably just try your mind to your body and just see what happens.
So we say that out loud?
Out.
I'm sorry, I spoke over you. Say that again.
Go ahead, yeah. Just command your mind to your body. See if you can get a hold of that energy, which is your internal healer, and just see if it can change your metabolism somewhat or do something to alter the temperature that you are feeling. Remember, you're reacting to something because at some point in your genetics of your body, you know, that temperature that you're reacting to, if it's too hot, now it was too hot sometime else, you know? So I would do that and just see what happens. In fact, maybe you could try that, everybody, and give me some homework. And on our paranormal show on Friday, maybe you can come on and describe if that worked for you. That would be very interesting to see if you can, you know, have your body get altered slightly by the way the temperature is affecting you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just to clarify, so we would say out loud, mind of the body, I command you to lower my body temperature. I mean, is that how we would do it?
Well, the temperature may not lower in your body, but the reaction that you're having for the high temperature might. So you might be running a program, you see, where it hits a certain temperature and the program gets activated. You have to remember, we'll say that it's 90 degrees outside, and, you know, you're going along fine, and then for some reason, when it hits 95, that triggers something in you. Now, you don't know what temperature it is unless you are consciously watching, you know, the temperature. So, so you're outside doing something, and it creeps up 5 degrees, and you felt fine, you know, maybe, you know, or similar from, you know, 90 to 94, the 95 hit, and man, you're about ready to fall over. So that means that's a trigger point. So you want to release that trigger point at that temperature that makes you more miserable. Because somehow your body remembers something going on with that 95 degrees, and it's keying into a program that you may know nothing about, but the program now is activated, and the body is now responding to it. So that's kind of what I'm saying. So ask your mind, your body, to maybe try to change that for you. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Brian is wondering if you could define the mind of the body. What is the mind of the body?
Oh, that's your internal healer. And I think that clearing the mind of the body comes with the body jumpstart. It's also on the website.
Yes, it does. It's a whole life clearing, and it's included in the body jumpstart if you want to get that package rather than buy all these individually. Yeah, and it is a whole life clearing, just like all the other invisible body clearings. It's a whole life clearing, and you can get it unlimited also. But in the body jumpstart, you get that with all these others. I'll just read those real quick. You get the infection body clearing, excuse me, the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing, and the body system rejuvenation. So there are three whole life ones in here, and then these others like the body system rejuvenation, which has tons of body systems in it to work through. And I think when you buy this, it's $200, and I think it's good for 3 months, if I remember correctly. So hopefully Brian, that makes sense. So it's the part of us that kind of runs the show in terms of fixing everything that goes wrong. And like all the other parts of us, it does get abducted and messed with. So it's sometimes not in great shape. And the older we get, that's probably why we don't heal so quickly and thoroughly, if at all. Anything you want to add to that, Ron, that I've just said?
No, I think you summed it up pretty well there. So, yeah, that's it's a great clearing. The magnetic twisted body clearing is very, very, very good to have. So you may want to, check into that one. Even by itself, it's great. So back to you, Carrie. Uh-oh, it was getting 56, so we probably...
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It looks like we're running out of time, and I know Cindy or some... I think it was Cindy typed in for us just a reminder that your intensives are starting up again. So if you guys want to sign up for that, I think it's about 10 days away for the first one, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, the four-hour Saturday call, and that's August the 11th, and then the... 3 consecutive Sundays, the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th, so the 8-hour intensives. Oh, and also I wanted to mention, I've been forgetting to say this for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and we haven't had a sponsor in a while, but I wanted to remind everybody that if you want to sponsor a show here on BBS with Ron, whoever's co-hosting, me or Kathy or Anne, if she's helping out, we kind of take a back seat, and you can have the show... to talk to Ron and bring up whatever topics you would like. There's a little form or an email that you fill out and send in so Ron knows what sort of topics and questions you might have coming. It's a lot of fun. You can come on and kind of have the show to yourself. You can read some stuff out of the fast chat if you'd like to or not if you don't. And you can get, lots of your own questions answered if we're not getting to them during the show. And then also the other thing I wanted to remind everybody of is shows like today when Ron's done lots of samples, and in this instance we found something new out about the nano clearing that we need a lymph detox section to go with that, and Ron has done samples for us. Don't forget that you can always send in a donation for Ron, particularly if it's something that he's done as per a request, or maybe you've called in for something and you've had some benefit that way. And so that's always greatly appreciated because, of course, Ron has to pay for these shows, and we just get them for free. We get all these clearings and information for free, but for Ron, it costs money. So donations are a great way to say thank you. So I have 58 and a half, Ron, and we probably should say two
later. Yeah, we better get off and we'll get this month's intensives up on the website shortly here. It'll either be up before the weekend here, or it'll be probably next Monday. So, everybody, blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. See you later, everyone.
Thanks, Ron, and thanks for all your questions and calls.
Yep. And do your homework.
Oh, yes. Night-night.